searching for a path that allows me to be having a shit ton of fun while disrupting the patriarchy.
I live in this country now, I'm called by this name. I speak this language, it's not quite the same. For no other reason than this, it's my home. And the places I used to be, far from are gone. You've traveled this long, you just have to go on. Don't even look back to see how far you've come. Though your body is bending under the load, there is nowhere to stop anywhere on this road. Stand guard with a knife, I'll make him my slave for the rest of his life. I love this hour when the tide is just turning. Stand up to angels and men, I'll never get swallowed in darkness again. You've traveled this long, you just have to go on. Don't even look back to see how far you've come. Though your body is bending under the light, there is nowhere to stop anywhere on this road.
Dear all the women who ever existed over the entire span of human history. Starting with the woman whose heart was painted black with an apple in her hand. I want to scoop you up and whisper it into your ear. I wish that I was an enormous giant, so I could gather you together, hold you close to my Kilimanjaro of a bosom, and give you all your secrets back. To those ancient girls who were born under stars and hidden in caves, to those who were forced to keep their goddesses quiet, whose icons were stuffed away, their eternal ancestral flames stubbed out like cigarettes. I wish I could have tattooed your words on the hemisphere of my giant back so I could have kept your library safe. To the first slave women, whose bodies were used to bear children they never got to see, whose spells were stomped on, whose language was ripped from their lips. To those taken from their warm homes and put on the backs of horses, forced onto ships and passed around like toys for grown men. I wish I could reach down with my arms as thick as the Milky Way and pull you from that pain. To all those who believed men when they said that women are wicked, evil creatures, or they weren't allowed an opinion because they get their period, or it was their fault for what they were wearing, or that they shouldn't have been out alone, or that they had it coming, or that God didn't love them if they didn't bear sons, or God didn't love them at all. I wish you didn't have to hear that. I wish my time-worn stone pillar fingers covered in moss could muffle your ears. To all those girls who were born disappointments, to those mothers who hated themselves and cursed their own bellies as a result, to those little ones forced down the aisle to stand with an old man, a cruel man, a heartless man, a loveless man, a violent man, I wish I could calm your panicked hearts, lift your veils and kiss your brows with my shoreline lips. To those mothers who were blamed for miscarriages, who woke in the night screaming, their white sheets dyed red, their tears slapped from their faces, I wish you knew it wasn't your fault. To those left for war, widowed and abandoned, who believed themselves inferior, who were placed alone in the dark as an incubator for the heir of a king, or for an heir with balls, or for a billionaire businessman, or for the man of the house, because it can't be a house without one. I wish I could borrow the sun and light your darkened rooms.
All the odds against me, I will be. There ain't nothing gonna knock me off my feet. If it seems impossible, these obstacles presented were
announce this. Introducing the new face of the $20 bill to the masses. They said that it's about time. It's astonishing that millions of people feel so deeply about women being on U.S. currency. Remember our history and Harriet's compelling life story. She transcends race.
How long does a woman have to be dead before you owe her nothing for her face? Is this their way of apologizing to me? Tell me, who forged my name? Are they gonna use my real name or my slave name? Are they gonna pay me royalties for using my image? They will always use a black woman's image. Oh, is this their way of apologizing to me?
So why not put the woman on the most used dollar bill?
Should I be grateful? Should I be thankful? I killed the slave master mentality a long time ago. I wrote and read the maps that led my people through entire states until they broke the gates of freedom wide open. Me, illiterate slave runaway me, wrote books that supported my living and missions. They would have never handed me a $20 bill, but since you want to put me on it, tell me, will my pistol be next to my face? Will my scarf be on that my head? What the hell is my knapsack? Will my skin show up in hue?
This country was built for success by men and women. Now, although Andrew Jackson will still be on the back of the $20 bill, the black woman will take her place front and center where she thinks that she belongs, honey. Now, we hope to bring this into fruition the year of 2020.
America loves the black face when they can buy and sell it. Is the black face more acceptable when it's green? Do you know what dollar bills are made out of? Cotton. So did my people pick the bills too? Pull and twist or it's lashes from whips. Pull and twist or it's lashes from whips or skin bled for freedom. Not the mass production that set this country for success. So you tell me, are you tired? Are you guilty? Is there blood on your hands? Are your pockets full of money? Oh. Is suffragist more acceptable than revolutionary?
Thank you. not right. I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life. It's not fair, it's not right. I wasn't born to just endure all this strife.
Like I'm about to rob you. Dear straight people, you make me want to fucking rob you. Dear straight allies, thank you. More, please. Dear straight bullies, you're right. We don't have the same values. You kill everything that's different. I preserve it. Tell me, what happened to Jose Mercado, Zakiya Gunn, Lawrence King? What happened to the souls alienated in between too many high school walls who planned the angles of their deaths in math class, who imagined their funerals as ticker tape parades, who thought the afterlife was more like an after party? Did you notice that hate is alive and well in too many lunchrooms, taught in the silence of too many teachers, passed down like secondhand clothing from too many parents? Dear queer young girl, I see you. You don't want them to see you, so you change the pronouns in your love poems to him instead of her. I used to do that. Dear straight people, you make young poets make bad edits. Dear straight people, kissing my girlfriend in public without looking to see who's around is a luxury I do not fully have yet. But tonight, I am drunk in my freedom. Wrap her hand on the busiest street corner in Philadelphia. Zip my fingers into hers and press our lips firmly until we melt their stares into a standing ovation. Imagine that we are in a sea of smiling faces, even when we're not. And when we're not, we start shoveling, digging deep into each other's eyes. We say, hey, baby, can't nothing stop this tonight. Because tonight, this world is broken. And we're the only thing that's gonna keep it together.
If you're gonna put me down, I ain't gonna hang around with you. If you're gonna mess around, better know that you ain't that through. Well, your sky is full of thunder and your land is filled with rain. Do I always have to wonder what goes on? We'll
Dear all the women who ever existed over the entire span of human history. To those whose love was called witchcraft, their hips told not to swing, their lips told not to part, their hands told not to hold, their tongues told never to be bold. To those who knew the ways of nature, who were blamed for terrifying weather, wars, murder and chaos, who stupefied priests, who disobeyed and died screaming, shot with feathered pens, burnt with consecrated candles and hung with the string of their holy robes. I wish you knew they were scared. To those blank pages in history where these stories were never told, I wish I could bundle you together in my mountain range embrace, turn my veined rivers into ink and let you correct that wrong. To those who gave birth without so much as a freaking Panadol, or who became ill and were told it was a punishment, or were kept in back rooms, distant towns or basements. I wish I could rock you softly in my crescent moon cradle. To those who were treated so badly, they themselves became cruel and infected entire bloodlines. I wish you epiphanies. To those little ones who were brought up in nunneries, who were told their natural desires were a disease, their menstruations the work of the devil, who called it a monthly curse. I wish I could fill my salt lake heart with your tears and use it to baptize the ignorant. To those who lived in perpetual fear, whose eyes never once looked up, to those taken from a farmhouse to a palace against their will, whose fathers tried to hide them, their beauty, their curse, to those who live as prisoners in paradise, their faces hot with outrage. I wish I could scoop you up in the crystal lakes of my palms and let you float there till you are cool. To anyone who spoke up about freedom or feminism, who started a revolution, who rallied, changed, created or fought, I wish I could encircle you with meteorites to deflect the slings and arrows that come your way. To those brave hearts that swelled with service and joined the army, only to be humiliated and belittled by their own peers, I wish I could encase you with the strongest metals from the earth and furnish you with unbreakable swords.
De tantos prejuicios, no trates de ser quien no eres.